And the plumbing boss is in the house, Barry Chapman. Nice to see you again, mate.
Good morning. Welcome to Happy Tuesday.
You know what? It's the celebration, the anniversary of the 30th anniversary of the World Cup win by the Springboks that changed everything. You know, I mean, up until then, South Africa was a nation divided along all sorts of lines, traditional lines.
That was a really cool day.
And then a game of rugby changed everything. It was peculiar. Where you had Nelson Mandela presenting Francois Pienaar with the trophy, the Webb Ellis Trophy. And to see South Africans, black, white, pink, green, didn't make any difference. Everyone was over the United, moon. Yeah. It was quite bizarre. It was so, you know, I mean, we'd come off a really rough, awful, abusive period of history where everyone had been abused. I don't care who you are. That's ultra right-wing clamp down that everyone is affected by it. Everyone.
Yeah, I actually ended up going to a charity fundraiser. And I ended up buying that 1995 final dropkick photo.
Oh, man.
And it sits in my office.
It's an iconic proper image that I think conjures. And sadly, it's paradise lost, because for a brief moment, we won the Rugby World Cup. We won the Soccer World Cup. South Africa was back. Now we are back on top with I think we've got champions in almost every discipline at the moment. And I'm talking really from the bizarre to the sublime to the ridiculous. We've, you know, rugby, soccer, sevens, strongman, MMA. South Africa, right at the top of all of these disciplines, and yet our politicians, oh God, they are so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
No,
I want to slap them all.
South Africans are unbelievably talented individuals, and I think we prove it every time we get on a field or a court or whatever we do. We have a passion and a drive to make things happen.
And it's not just the sportsman. If you think about it, you're in business. I mean, we run businesses against all odds, because, you know, we just get obstacles continuously. And you think, and then you pay tax, and what do they do with the money? You know,
squander it.
Anyway, let's not go there. Let's go somewhere else where I don't feel like murdering someone.
So while you're talking about businesses and the passion of businesses and everything like that, it's really, really awesome to see individuals in our community getting up and going and trying to make something of themselves. And that's the one thing, like you talk about the South African sportsmen, South African businesses. It's like you're a sportsman as well, because you've got to have that grit and determination and drive to just get on and move forward and get things done. So from an aspect from our side of the business, we originally started off as a straightforward plumbing company, construction, plumbing and maintenance. And then we diversified and we specialized in specialities in the industry. Drainage, obviously, very, very important part of any person's life. And one of the biggest things that people always comment about is, what do plumbers do? Keep things flowing downhill. So we launched the Drain Specialist. And the Drain Specialist specializes in your drainage, sewer and stormwater, from septic tank systems with soakaways to stormwater attenuating soakaways to high pressure jetting of internal lines, CCTV camera inspections, and then also rotor spring machines that have got root cutting heads and things like that. So that was a line that we went down that added a proper dynamic to customer service and customer delivery. And being able to, one of our big jetting machines cleans up to 600 mil pipe. So in the grander scheme of things, it's not the biggest machine, because there are way bigger pipes in the industry. But from a residential and commercial application, it's the perfect thing for it. And to be able to provide that service for your clients, you know, it's one little feather in the cap being able to do that. So that was that. And then we had a big change in the industry with regards to SANS 10254, which is your hot water heating, electrical replacement and maintenance of an electrical hot water heater. And there was a regulation brought in that a COC needed to be supplied. And there was a very specific guideline of how this was supposed to be installed. Now, the guideline's always been there, but there was never a requirement for a COC. So kind of people just did what they want. And I then opened up the geyser specialist. And the geyser specialist was the crew that are certified and qualified to install solar systems, heat pumps, geysers, installing them as per the SANS regulations, 10106 for your solar, 1352 for heat pumps, and the other one for electrical heaters. And it's so important to make sure that your geysers are piped up correctly. We had a prime example the other day of a client that said, I've had water dribbling out of my roof for a number of months now. I had a plumber come past here and they did something, and then it's been dripping ever since. And we arrived on site. It was on a Saturday evening because it started getting really bad, and she contacted us and we jumped up in the roof. And there was a non-return valve on the inlet to the geyser. Now, you have your pressure regulating valve, which most of us know about. You regulate the pressure coming into your property. But on that pressure regulating valve is an expansion valve. So we go back to primary school, we talk about molecules heating up. Everything expands, gets bigger. It's got to go somewhere. It gets discharged out of that expansion valve. Now, if you've got a non-return valve in the way, it can't expand back to that expansion valve. So it opens the safety valve in the geyser. This gets quite involved.
I'm just thinking, I'm following you.
She ended up having, so every time the geyser went into a heating cycle, molecules would expand, volume increases, and it would drip out the safety valve. So we went out to site. We had to replace the safety valve because it had been opened and closed all the time. And we removed the non-return valve and repiped the inlet of the geyser. So the inlet of your geyser needs to have an anti-siphon loop on it with the correct size pipes and the correct raise on the vacuum breaker, because they're designed to pull in a certain amount of negative pressure on them for it to open to suck in air. And it sucks that air in to break the siphon so it doesn't siphon out your geyser. So we re-piped all of that, and it's such a simple thing that even people in our industry aren't aware of how things are supposed to be piped and installed according to the SANS.
And unfortunately, there are so many operators, let's just use that euphemistic term, that will respond to your request for service. And yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. And they can't do that. No, that's the thing. There are so many people that will pretend to be professionals and will take your money gladly. And they'll quote you cheaper than you got a quote from someone, you know, reputable, because that's what they do. And invariably, this is the kind of problem that occurs. Which is why I want to just quickly jump in and say, we are going to be, as of immediately, and as it grows, it'll become the go-to. If you want any service or any product guaranteed in terms of dependability, quality, reliability, endorsed by us, and we've been around long enough to know who the good guys and the bad guys are, this Bolito Connecting is going to be huge. It really is. So I'll tell you all about that later. But right now, back to the plumbing boss.
happy days. Yeah, so we had another incident with the geyser. We ended up going out to site, and we just did a random inspection. The guy said he heard a noise coming from the roof, so we jumped up on the roof, went and had a look. And we had a look at the geyser, and the safety valve on the geyser had a 50-cent piece that was stuck into where the pipe goes in and tightened closed. And the expansion valve on the geyser had a 20-cent piece put into the pipe and tightened up and closed. Now, for any of you that don't believe that geysers explode, and this is the seriousness of why you need to have a qualified individual that knows what they're doing, go and have a look. Just go and Google or YouTube something, exploding geyser. There's two incidences that I've visually seen. The one was up in Joburg where a geyser in a gym exploded, and the other one was down the south coast. The one in the gym, the roof was gone, there were walls that were broken down, but it was repairable. The house that had a geyser explode down the south coast, and I'm talking probably 15 years ago odd, the house was condemned. It was knocked down to the ground and rebuilt. There was literally parts of the external walls of that house that were still standing. There was no roof on it. And fortunately enough, there was nobody in that house.
So geyser's like a bomb.
100%.
In the right circumstances, or the wrong circumstances, and at the wrong installation, someone putting money, coins, tightening coins in pipelines, they should be arrested and convicted for attempted murder.
Well, you know, if a discharge pipe out of a geyser is leaking, there's a reason why it's leaking. There's a problem.
Oh, you don't put a coin in there and tighten it up.
Don't go cap it, because the if your safety valve is leaking, generally your thermostat is stuck. And if your thermostat is stuck, your geyser is going to boil. So you now go cap off all the safety things.
Well, you turn it into a bomb, literally, yeah.
So yeah, that's the importance of it. And then, our leak specialist side of things. So diversify it into the specialities of plumbing. And the leak specialist side of things is one that I thoroughly enjoy. Trying to figure out and decipher where water's coming from. Is it a waterproofing leak? Is it the roof? Is it a water pipe, pressure pipe? Is it a waste pipe? And it's basically this really finicky process of elimination that you get to work through it. So,
and you specialize in all three disciplines now.
Yes, sir.
Through Chapman Plumbing, and that's why we consider you the plumbing boss.
Well,
having experienced how your team works on several occasions, I can honestly say that we are impressed. And that you will be featured in our top six. We're going to be looking at the top six of every industry as Belita Connect. Go to, recommended, endorsed by. All you have to do is sign a code of conduct so that, we'll make sure that we have only the best available for you. And our friend Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing and his team, the leak specialists, the drain specialists, and the geyser specialists, covering it all, making sure it keeps flowing. And running downhill.
100%.
Very lovely chatting as regular. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, man.
And the morning show continues.